The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near dead. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Augustine and St. John Chrysostom, two of the greatest early fathers and doctors of the church, both of them said of this passage that the man, when he came to ask for healing for his son, did not believe. And it's clear that he didn't believe because of our Lord's response. "Unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Even though you're asking this of me, there is something lacking. There is some deficiency to your faith." And even though the word wonder that our Lord uses, he doesn't say miracle, which is what a person would ask in faith. He says a prodigy, you know, something marvelous. That's what you're asking. You think, "I'm just some wonder worker." When does the man believe? Jesus said, "Go, your son will live." And it says, then he believed. Only then. He did not come with full faith. It reminds me of, just recently I was thinking about, remember the man lying at the pool in Bethsaida, whose body was crippled, and he couldn't get in the water until the waters were stirred up. He'd been laying there, it says, for 38 years. What does our Lord say when he comes to the man? Oddly, he says, "Do you want to be healed?" And you go, "Lord, he's wanted to be healed for 38 years. What do you mean, do you want to be healed? Why would you ask that question?" Our Lord asked that question because there must be some paralysis of the man's soul greater than the paralysis of his body. There is something preventing him from being healed. Whether spiritual, psychological, emotional. My brothers and sisters, these passages are to lead us to ask the question, are there deficiencies in my own faith? Have I come to perfect faith? Do I pray in such a way that I really believe with all my heart? Is there some paralysis that I'm not even aware of that is preventing me from truly believing? And my brothers and sisters, it might be something like, I don't really believe in God's love for me. I don't truly trust Him with all my heart. Or it might be like the man with the paralysis. I've come to a point in my life, I've been broken for so long that I don't even believe that I can be healed. I'm content to live with my brokenness. And our Lord came to set us free, and He wants to bring healing. Let's ask for the graces we receive Him today to increase our faith, that He would bring us to the perfection of faith.